from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Peter Turonen. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Amelia Nativio and family from Toronto, Ontario. This Mass is offered for the eternal repose of the soul of Antonio Nativio, loving father, grandfather, brother, and friend. Please grant unto his family and friends the joy of seeing him again in the glorious light of everlasting life. We pray for peace and the well-being of all his family and friends, that in their grief they may be comforted by the remembrance of your promises. During this time of sadness and loss, draw us closer into your precious arms of love and support. Our thanks to Amelia and family for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You were seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to be partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary the people that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. For God is with us." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have given me
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "As it is written of me in the scroll of the book, 'See, God, I have come to you to do your will, O God.'" When Christ said, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings, and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second, and it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory
to you, O Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. My brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the great feast, the solemnity of the Annunciation of our Lord. So you can imagine, after thousands of years of waiting, right, as Paul tells us, in the fullness of time, God was born of a woman, and he was born of Mary. So today is a great feast for each and every one of us. Back in the Middle Ages, there was a specific period of time when this feast marked the beginning of the calendar year, if you can imagine. And it's understandable because we recognize that God has now become a human being, hidden in Mary, but nevertheless, he's come into the world and we're no longer alone. And that means that all of the prophecies that had taken place before are now becoming fulfilled. When we go back to the first reading in Isaiah, we see some very difficult moments in the life of Ahaz. So he was the king of Judah, and this man was overwhelmed with defeat, right? He was being betrayed. He felt hopeless. His military struggles were overwhelming, and he didn't know what to do. So he thought that everything was going to fall apart. And then we hear that there's this great prophet, Isaiah, who goes to him and asks him. He says, "Look, ask for a sign. Ask God for a sign." He wanted to offer him a sense of courage and consolation. But out of false humility, he refused to ask for a sign. So, but then he gets one, and he hears those words. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So it took hundreds of years from that prophecy to the incarnation. And again, it's a cause for great rejoicing. Now, if you've ever had a chance to travel and go into different basilicas and churches, or even if you have access to the internet, as you obviously do, and you can see some, their virtual visits of cathedrals, you'll often find that each one has a painting of the Annunciation. And the paintings can be quite beautiful. Right? Da Vinci did one himself, so there are many beautiful ones, but they don't really convey what's going on inside Mary's heart. So you can see the Virgin Mary, oftentimes she's in prayer. We actually don't know if the Virgin Mary was praying when the angel appeared to her. We know that she was completely attentive to the voice of God and to his will, but she could have been doing anything. But the reality is that the angel appears to her in this great moment. And when he does, he greets her with those words which we greet her with each time we pray the Hail Mary. Now, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Imagine the power of those words and then the shock of Mary. She who is the humblest of creatures, the most beautiful and without sin, nevertheless responds in such a manner. Why is that? Well, when this angel appears to her, he's going to reveal something to her that she herself and all of the Jewish women had hoped for. Every Jewish woman hoped that they would be the mother of the Messiah. But this goes even beyond that, because they did not expect that the Messiah was also going to be God in the flesh. And we can see this progressive revelation in today's gospel. So he greets her, and then he says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. And he will be called the Son of the Most High. And he'll come from the throne of David, his father." And we know that, as we had celebrated during the feast of St. Joseph, again, that he comes from the line of King David. So, and he is the foster father of Jesus Christ, and that prophecy itself is fulfilled. So we have this convergence, again, of thousands of years of prophecy now, and then it's being offered to Mary. And the Virgin Mary, in her full freedom, right, in her full freedom, she begins by asking for clarification. She doesn't doubt, but she asks for clarification, and the angel gives it to her. So just imagine, put yourself in her position. So the Virgin Mary is being told by an angel that she is going to be the mother of the Messiah. So she hears these profound words, and then she starts to hear that he's going to be the Son of God. So all of these different things, and again, they believe that God is one, but the Jewish people at the time did not understand. They didn't have the revelation of the Trinity. So there's this progressive revelation of the triune nature of God given to Mary in the Annunciation. So there is so much going on in today's gospel. It is absolutely remarkable. And Mary accepts it. She says, fiat voluntas tua, right? So she accepts this. She hears the word of God, and she's completely open to it. She understands what the angel is saying to her, not completely, of course, and you don't need to understand everything that God is asking of you, right? And Mary's the perfect example of that, to be able to say yes to God. But she trusts, because she knows the scripture, she knows God is completely and totally faithful, and therefore she says, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. And this is something that is good for us to reflect upon as Christians. Think about Mary again. So she wasn't thinking about the consequences of all of this. Imagine the tongues wagging when she was in the town afterwards. And even Joseph, they had to deal with a lot. But they were so completely rooted in the will of God, wanting to do his will, that they were willing to accept anything. So today for us, brothers and sisters, on this great Annunciation, we thank Mary for saying yes to what God asked of her so that we can experience salvation. And we ask God also for the grace and the humility, which we usually pray for the first decade of the Rosary, of the Annunciation. We ask that we can have the humility to say yes to what God asks of us, even if we don't understand it. Perhaps we might be afraid at first, But I can promise you, even from my own experience, whenever I say yes to God, even when I don't understand, and even if things seem contrary to my own desires or anything else, things always work out. And not only do they work out well, but they always work out much better. So we ask Mary for the grace to be able to have the same faith that she did. Let us now profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We now raise our hearts, our minds up to our Heavenly Father, and we pray. For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord. This Easter season, we offer our community prayer and thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us, so that we might live in peace and glorify him by our life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all expectant mothers, that the miracle of new life silently growing in their wombs will strengthen in them a commitment to cherish all human life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For parents facing an unexpected pregnancy, that they may lovingly accept the precious life God has entrusted to their care. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those considering adoption, may the Holy Spirit guide their discernment and grant them the grace to say yes to God's will. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those suffering the loss of a child, may they find healing and peace in Christ's promise of everlasting life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we are confident that you will answer our prayers because we always ask them through Christ our Lord. Brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours would be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Be pleased, Almighty God, to accept your church's offering, so that she who is aware that her beginnings lies in the incarnation of your only begotten Son may rejoice to celebrate his mysteries on this solemnity, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For the Virgin Mary heard with faith that the Christ was to be born among men and for men's sake by the overshadowing power of the Holy Spirit. Lovingly she bore him in her immaculate womb, that the promises to the children of Israel might come about, and the hope of nations be accomplished beyond all telling. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on her sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of Christ, by the everlasting life. Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Confirm in our minds the mysteries of the true faith, we pray, O Lord, so that confessing that he who was conceived of the Virgin Mary is true God and true man, we may, through the saving power of his resurrection, merit to attain eternal joy. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.